time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
We're great. We're great. What's going on? What would you like to confess today, Anonymous?
All right. So I have a confession.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. All right. So I recently got engaged.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Oh,
thank you. And, okay. So my engagement ring was a little too big. And so I told my fiance about it. He was out of town. And so I decided to go and get the ring sized myself.
Okay.
He gave me the receipt and the information. So I went into the jeweler this past weekend. And well, I was talking to the guy at the counter. And basically he said, well, because your ring is pre-owned, we'll have to charge you extra to resize it. Because we only do free sizing on new rings. And I was like, pre-owned? What are you talking about? This is a brand new ring. And he's like, no, it's pre-owned. And he like showed me proof that it was pre-owned. And now I pay extra fee for a pre-owned ring. Plus, I'm like, who is this person that had this ring before?
So you didn't know it was pre-owned until you took it to get sized?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Oh, okay.
That's awkward.
Huh.
So, like, I don't know, like, should I tell my fiancé or should I ignore it? My friends think I should, like, dump him. And,
like, do you know who's, let me ask you this. Was it a pre-owned ring that your fiancé had because he gave to somebody else? Or did he buy it pre-owned? Or did you, I mean, what do you know about it?
So, the jeweler had showed me, like, in their computer file that he had actually owned, my fiancé had owned the ring before. And he, like, made a prior purchase on it.
Oh.
Wait, what? Like you bought it for somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Oh. And you didn't know anything about this?
I had no idea.
Huh. Did you get it resized?
I was just shocked when he told me that it was pre-owned, so I didn't do anything. I was just like,
yeah.
First, and then I'm not going to pay for that.
No. Well, here's what I would do if I were you. I would have it resized, take the bill, and give it to my fiance and say, oh, I had to pay to get this resized since your old fiance had big fat fingers. You stupid jerk.
That's what I would do too. I'm sorry, but there's no way.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been together with this guy?
About 2 years.
2 years. And he never once brought up, oh, by the way, I was engaged once.
No.
Huh.
Or maybe he just bought it for you a long time. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't
never
make
mind.
Sense.
I was trying to like think of the bright side.
Megan's thinking very positive, like, you know.
I was trying to help
like
you
the
out.
Secret. You buy the engagement ring and the bride will appear. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I would, that's interesting. Hey, hang on 1 second. Maybe somebody here has some advice for you. I guarantee we have a lot of opinionated listeners.
Yeah.
340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. What do you do when you go to get your ring resized and you find out it's pre-owned? Hank, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, great. What do you want to say about this woman who found out she just got a pre-owned ring from her fiance?
Well, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it means he's cheap. A pre-owned ring isn't like a pre-owned car. It doesn't lose value. It could be a family heirloom. This could have belonged to his mother or his grandmother or something like that, just because it's, you know, rings get passed down from generations. Pre-owned definitely doesn't necessarily mean he cheaped out.
Right. Also, it's not like he went to a pawn shop. I mean, he went to a legitimate jewelry store.
Yes, of course. And, you know. It's a ring. It's diamond and it's gold. It's not underwear. You know, who cares if somebody's already worn it?
Maybe. What about this? Like, think about this. Maybe some guy bought it for his fiance and she died tragically or something. And so he sold it back. And
that's,
you know,
bad vibes, though, that you're like, that right, you're like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
He bought it and chickened out and took it back to the store. Like, pre-owned could encompass a lot of different things.
It could have belonged to somebody who had a very happy 50-year marriage, or it could have been an engagement that went on the rocks, like that old Gary and the Playboy song, you know, this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. Who knows? But it's not, the point is, it's not cheap. It's not
Right, it's still it's still a sign of love, right?
Of course. If he didn't love her, he wouldn't have given it to her in the first place.
Even if it's secondhand love. I mean, Megan, would you rather...
Even though the first person didn't say yes or whatever.
Or died. Right. All right. Hey, I like your positive outlook on this. That's very optimistic of you.
Oh, well, all right. I think I don't know. I wish them the best.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Hank. We appreciate it. Josephine from the West Side, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. What do you want to say, Josephine?
The girl with the ring. I would take the ring to the jewelry store and see if they would take it back and give store credit. And then I would tell my fiancé that he can use that store credit for a much bigger, more expensive ring.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
That's really funny.
Yeah, here's some store credit. Add about $5,000 to that and get me something new.
Yeah, for real.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call. Alicia from the North Side, how are you?
I am okay. How you doing?
We're good, Alicia. What would you do?
So, I'm like over here like fuming. I probably shouldn't have called because I'm kind of bitter right now.
That's okay. That's the best time to call.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't have called, but like I'm listening and I'm like, oh my God, like y'all need to give me her information so she and I can become friends and I can come to her house and help her get trash bags to pack up all his stuff and put the ring and the receipt and a note and say, you know, like, this is, I'm sorry, I don't use recycled items. Like, something like that. Like, she needs to set him up and just be done with it. That is terrible. Oh my God.
You feel like it's a deal breaker. Like, that's it. Don't even marry the guy.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Awful.
Okay. All right. Alicia, you were very reserved for somebody who was fuming so much.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Liberty from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great, Liberty. What do you suggest?
So my family owns a jewelry store.
Oh, fancy.
And yeah, well, it's just I know a little bit maybe about the situation, what it could have been. It may not be what it seems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes people buy a ring and the engagement doesn't work out. Well, the problem is when you buy it from a big retailer, they jack the price up so much. And then the person goes to resell the ring and they realize that they're going to get thousands of dollars less than what they paid for it. And, you know, it's basically a new ring. So what we suggest to people is that they hold on to the ring until, you know, they find somebody that they want to get engaged to again. And then just take the large diamond, the center stone, and remount it into something else that the person that they are with at the time would love.
Interesting.
So he may have not given her the exact same ring. It just may be the same diamond because he couldn't afford to, you know, lose thousands of dollars.
I agree. But the fact that he's re-proposing and never told her that he was engaged in the first place before, that's like... I don't know. That's really wrong.
Also, what you describe sounds like way more work than the average guy is willing to do.
It's super easy. You just pick out a setting and the jeweler sets it.
No, I get it.
But then it's, so then it's basically not the same ring, is what you're saying.
But
that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking, I got the ring. The diamond's already set in it. Why bother? She's not going to know.
Yeah, but that's the guy who doesn't care to even try, if that's the case.
Excuse me. I bought my fiance a brand new ring.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying that would be a guy's mentality that who doesn't feel like trying.
Oh, sorry. I was getting really offended.
Oh, my God. Yeah, relax.
Hey, thanks so much. And pour me some more wine. Hey, Kelsey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Kelsey, you have a pre-owned ring.
I do, actually. And I do not think it makes any bit of a difference.
Okay, but did you know it was pre-owned when you got it, or did you stumble upon the truth accidentally?
No, I stumbled upon it accidentally like 2 years later.
Oh my gosh. What happened?
Kind of like the same situation. Like I went to go get it cleaned and like they do this thing where they make the white gold like white again because it, you know, dulls out over time.
Right, yeah.
And I went to go get it done and they were like, oh my gosh, your husband got such a good deal on this ring. Like, I mean like 75% what I would get it for. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's just such a good deal. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool, I guess. And they were like, yeah, didn't you know it was pre-owned? And I was like, oh, no, but whatever.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wait, so like pre-owned, like he had another fiance in mind for it or no?
No, he bought it at a discount.
He bought it from
K
Jewelers pre-owned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you confront him about it or?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, so you got a pre-owned ring? Like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, well, I was kind of embarrassed that that's all I could afford at the time.
Oh,
because he was like in his first year in the military and that's all he could afford. And I was like, dude, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You didn't have to get me a ring for all I care.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, see, that's not so bad. As long as it wasn't supposed to be intended for another woman, I think it's, I mean.
Yeah.
And military, he should have gotten a discount anyway.
Yeah, he totally should have.
They ask me, people right? always, every time I go somewhere, people go, do you get a military discount? And I go, no, I'm just bald. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.